I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. And woo-wee, if only we had something to talk about tonight. We've got the Durham report just dropped like 15 minutes ago.
It's Journalist Jesse.
And we'll be discussing that at length here in just a second. What else do we have on tap for tonight, though, before we get to that? We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up an hour from now. We're going to be doing more of this on the show because I've been learning more and more about it recently. We have a human trafficking kind of child predator expert on in the second hour. You kids need to pay attention to that. Parents need to pay attention to that. That'll be the second hour. We have more illegal immigration talk. Miller Lite apparently is going to follow Bud Light. All that, some emails. I don't know. It might even take some calls in the last hour, but I doubt it. All that and more is still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But there's only one thing to talk about right now. It just happened. John Durham, he was a special counsel. Now, we're going to recap this. And I understand, just hang with me for a second on this. A lot of this stuff is going to be repetitive for you, the hyper-informed, top 1% tip of the spear anti-communist. You already know all this stuff. Let's get everyone caught up. Who's John Durham? Who was he? He has a history of investigating, frankly, the government. He's gone after the FBI before. He was appointed to investigate something. What was he appointed to investigate? He was appointed to investigate what happened with the FBI in the whole Russia collusion thing. Because they sure were really loud that Donald Trump had colluded with Russia and they're taking FISA warrants out against him. The media's running with the story. And then they'd pushed it so far. Remember, we had a special counsel, Mueller, who was investigating it for the first 2 years of Trump's presidency. This was a major deal. It dominated the country for a couple of years, 2-3 years. And it was all bogus. Now, you know it was bogus. You already know that. But Durham, it was his job to investigate it and figure out the who's who and the what's what. And in case this is the first show you've heard in the past hour or two, because all this stuff really just now came down, the official report dropped today. And what is in the official report?
Well, the official report is that every single thing you already knew or suspected is true. Hillary Clinton's campaign, this is a crime, by the way, they knowingly pushed a Russian collusion lie to the FBI. You can't do that. Just a heads up, that's a crime. I can't go to the FBI tomorrow, knock on the door. Hey, I got some information on Jewish producer Chris. I found out he sells cocaine. Well, that's a lie. I just committed a crime. If I take that information to the FBI, that's not true. So that's a crime. Hillary Clinton not only committed a crime by doing this, the FBI, while she was doing this, we know this from the report that dropped today. Again, I don't care what you think. This is what we know today. The FBI buried the investigations, very legitimate ones, into Hillary Clinton, and then they took the lie from Hillary Clinton, and without really looking into it, they ran with the lie. But it actually gets worse. And I could go into all the names and details, the Igor Dechenko and all these things like that, but that stuff really, it gets too heavy into the weeds and you miss the point. What did the FBI do? They buried the Clinton investigations. They then took false information from Hillary Clinton and they began to dig into then candidate Donald Trump. But wait, it's actually worse. Barack Obama, John Brennan, James Comey, remember that was president, FBI director, and CIA director. They were actually briefed back in 2016. We know this from today. They were briefed. They were told Hillary Clinton is pushing a false investigation, a false report. So it's not like they were told a lie. They were told the truth. Someone came to them and said, all this stuff the Hillary Clinton's saying, it's all a lie. And then the FBI eventually got confirmation it was all a lie. Everything was a lie. Only they didn't stop. If anything, once they got confirmation it was a lie, we now know through documentation, they kept going and they told their people things like, hey, no more written memos. We don't want to write things down. They began to bury the lie. They began to bury the criminal investigation they were doing. Now, we're going to pause on all this for a moment because I need to address something before we get into the FBI, what's happening, where we're going, what we need to do, and things like that. I want to pause on all this for a moment. I want you to picture something in your mind. I want you to picture a medieval barbarian army raiding your town. All right, they're storming your town. They're storming it, and they're killing everybody, and they're doing horrible things to the women and the children, and it looks like the most horrible thing you could possibly imagine. All the history stories we say. And I want you to imagine there is a man, a brave man, who steps up, and he challenges these medieval hordes. And he says, no, leave the women and children alone. And he runs out, and he gathers some of these women and children up, and he hides them in his place and shelters them so they can't be harmed by the medieval army. Now, right now, do you look at that guy as a good guy or a bad guy? Good guy, of course, you're cheering for him, right? You are. Now, what if I told you that guy was a Nazi? That's a true story, by the way. I'll let you look into it yourself. During the rape of Nanking, when the Japanese were raping and murdering everyone in the city of Nanking, there was a Nazi, a committed Nazi there in Nanking named John Robbie. He was taking in Chinese people and stopping the Japanese from raping and murdering all of them. Now, why am I bringing this up? Where's this coming from now? Because when I tell people that story, the story of John Rabe, there's a statue of him. Yes, there is, Chris, a statue of the guy. I mean, he saved many, many people. But when I tell you that story of John Rabe, it's an exciting story right up to the point you find out he's a Nazi. And what that does is, it's his human nature. It taints him in your mind. Understandably so, right? Instantly he goes from, wow, look at this hero, this legend, to, wow, what a Nazi. The reason I bring this up now is because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a lightning rod. He's a mega personality. There's nobody on the planet who's wishy-washy on Donald Trump. And I'm bringing this up for a reason. The left hates him with the fire of a thousand suns. I get my emails. I would argue 20-30% of the right hates him as well. Blames him for COVID or Christopher Ray or doesn't like his style. Pick your reason. They hate him. But allow me to speak to you briefly, you communists who hate listen on the left and you people who've moved on from him on the right. Please hear me here. What's happening today, the revelation today from John Durham, the FBI, things like that. If you allow Trump's name being attached to it to taint how you view it, you will miss something that is so much bigger and so much more important than Trump. What happened today should not be looked through under the lens or through the lens of Trump, whether that's Trump love or Trump hate or Trump everything. Yes, Trump was no question about it. He's the one that was the victim of all this. No question about it. But because he inspires love and he inspires hate, what's happened today, what's happening today, it will cause people to stand up and either defend it or condemn it because of their feelings about Trump. But man, I am not discounting the fact that Trump was a lightning rod, is a lightning rod, was president, was a good president for 3 years. I'm not discounting any of that. But Donald Trump was a pimple on an elephant's behind compared to what's happening in your nation. And long after he's gone out of the political scene, whether it's next year, 2028, I don't care. We are going to have a monster to deal with. A monster to deal with. That monster is the federal government. That monster is specifically the FBI right now. So I'm going to ask you, communists and anti-Trump people on the right, set aside your Trump hatred for a few. We have to have a very, very frank talk. A very frank talk. Are you ready for that? Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. In case you're wondering how the media is reacting to today's story about the Durham report, it's going well, just like you'd think.
Regardless, the report is now here. It has dropped. And it might not have produced everything of what some Republicans hoped for. It is regardless devastating to the FBI, and to a degree it does exonerate Donald Trump.
Here's how MSNBC took it.
Early on, it was just about, hey, have the Russians colluded or got intervened in this campaign? And as you just accurately pointed out over and over again, they did. There are 24 Russians charged with indictments under the Mueller inquiry. 6 of them, at least, were card-carrying Russian intelligence officers from the GRU. You can't say there wasn't collusion found here. So I'm saying this is, you know, Durham is playing dumb. He's too smart for this. And therefore, I have to say there was an agenda here. And he's handed him this political product that you're going to hear about endlessly as Trump runs his campaign.
Yeah, Durham's not a Republican. This is what happened. We know that this is what happened. Now, let's talk about where we are. I'm going to play you something. It's going to sound, and we're going to talk about solutions here in a moment. Don't forget, we have Medal of Honor Monday coming up 40 minutes or so from now. Great show for you, but I'm going to play you something. It's going to sound unrelated, but I promise you it is related, because we're going to talk about where we are, and we're going to talk about what we have to do now. What has to be done going forward. This was Joe Biden. He was giving a speech at the graduation for HBCU over the weekend. This is what he said.
We know that American history has not always been a fairy tale. From the start, it's been a constant push and pull for more than 240 years between the best of us, the American ideal that we're all created equal, and the worst of us, the harsh reality that racism has long torn us apart. It's a battle that's never really over. To choose to stand up against the poison of white supremacy, as I did my inaugural address to a single eye.
White supremacy. Here was the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the weekend.
The president yesterday at his commencement address for the Howard University graduates called white supremacy the major domestic terror threat in this country. Is that
correct?
It tragically is. You know, in the terrorism context.
Okay. Here's what's true, and this hurts, but it's true. The Durham investigation is simply another in the long line of confirmations you and I have had that the entire federal government has been infected and infested and has now been weaponized against the political opponents of Democrats, against the American right. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is now a danger to America. In fact, it's so dangerous, it will end America if it is not fixed. That's the reality of where we are. Every part of this government has been on a mission for years now, and they've gone a long way to doing it. They're trying to turn you into an enemy of the state. Why? Because they want to use state power to destroy you. What they really want is to send the FBI to your front door for how you vote. That's really all there is to it. For how you vote, for what you believe, for standing up against them. That's what they want. Everything you see is leading to that end. They have that end in mind. That is the goal. Can we run a CIA op against this Republican? Can we send an FBI SWAT team to the House to arrest this Republican? That's what they want. They want you arrested, silenced, intimidated, and they want to use state power against it because state power, that's what it's good for, hurting people and killing people. That's what they want. That's where we're going. That's why they speak like that. That's why they speak about white supremacy, even though you've never met a white supremacist. I've never met a white supremacist, but that's why they speak about it all the time. It's all a goal to go after you. So what do we do? What can we do against all this? Well, one thing you need to do first, and this is first, and this is probably going to be the most difficult part. We need to understand the people in our lives who are going to be the most willing to work for and with the FBI as they spend their next few years going after you. Well, Jesse, how would I know? I don't know. What do I have? Wiretap? You don't need wiretaps. Here's an email. Dear Oracle, I'm the only one in my family with eyes wide open. The great sorting showed me I have two commie brothers, one normie norm brother, and one rainbow flag waving brother. Normie parents and commie friends. My commie brothers don't even talk to me anymore, maybe a couple times a year. On Mother's Day, I sat through a freaking board game that was literally liberals versus fascists entitled Elect Hitler. And no one batted an eye because, hey, it's just a board game. At one point, my cousin rolled his eyes and gave me a let's not make this political, to which my response was it became political when you put this game on the table. Says I can say her name. She says your show is one of the few things that make me feel less alone. Listen, thank you. And her name is Brooke. Brooke's a hot chick name, Chris. Did you know that? It is. Michael, is it not a hot chick name? It is. My first girlfriend in the third grade was named Brooke, and then she dumped me for some dork. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that right now. Back to this. Oh, Jesse, who's dad? Who? I don't understand. What are you talking about? Well, you found out during COVID who in your family, who amongst your friends, who is a committed communist. We have never wanted to believe that about the people we love. That's why we'd call them liberals. Oh, my liberal Aunt Peggy. That's why we call them Democrats. Oh, my brother, he's just a Democrat. But how did your people around you conduct themselves during coronavirus? Those are people who are not liberals. Those are people who are committed communists. And part of dealing with the FBI going forward is understanding that those are the people the FBI is going to use to destroy your life. They will. You handle that how you see fit, but they will. Cut them off if you want. I don't care. It's not my life. It's your life. You better understand that. Now that we've gotten that covered, let's get to practical matters. What in the world do we do? How can you protect yourself? How can I protect myself? Let's talk about that. First things first. Protecting yourself from the FBI isn't going to matter if you can't protect yourself from getting stabbed on the street. Hero gun, hero arrow, These are non-lethal solutions for everybody. If you're like me and you carry a weapon, you know, I carry a Glock 19. I love a hero gun because I love having a non-lethal option. I don't want to kill the homeless guy who won't leave my car and is getting a little bit aggressive. I just want him to lay on the ground and cry and think about what he did. Or some people aren't gun people, and a hero gun will stop a bad man, but it can't stop anybody if you don't get one. And carry it, please. Carry it. I don't want you to buy it unless you're going to carry it. Please carry it. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. How can we be protected? Next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better. And those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
Pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and a rambunctious Monday. So what do we do about the FBI? We're going to get to a little bit of illegal immigration talk here in a minute. We got Medal of Honor Monday coming up like 30 minutes from now. But what can be done about the FBI? Well, I think you and I both know what the GOP is going to do about it. They're going to look, and let's be frank, what can they do right now? What they can do with the power they have is hearings. What will they do if they ever achieve power? Nothing. I mean, you remember, after all this corruption, we got rid of James Comey and put in Christopher Wray, right? So what can we bank on the low-T GOP to do? Nothing, especially the federal GOP. But that doesn't mean we have no options. We have to do something. It has to be very, very, very aggressive, and it needs to be done sooner rather than later. Sooner rather than later. What is that? Red states have to start treating the FBI like the enemy. Meaning, I believe there are 49 of 50 states, I think I have that right, 49 of the 50 states have state police agencies. Now, what do state police agencies do? It differs from state to state, but you probably have the basics down on what their missions are, various missions. Arizona's does something different than the Texas Rangers do. They do something different than the Massachusetts State Police do. Just they all have something different. So let's set aside the blue states. They're beyond help. They're beyond hope. Set them aside. Let's deal with the red ones for now. Red states, the state governors and state AGs, must go to their state police agencies and they must reorder them. And when I say reorder, this is what I mean. Probably nowhere on the list right now for the state police agencies is something about standing in between the FBI and the citizens of that state. I bet you even if I looked at the great Texas Rangers, if I looked at their mission statements and various missions, I bet nowhere would I find our job is to stop the FBI from abusing Texas citizens. That needs to get on the list and it needs to be number one. The new priority number one for state police agencies in red states across America must be stand up to the FBI, stand up for your citizens. This applies equally to the sheriffs in red counties. If you're listening to the sound of my voice right now and you're stuck in a red county in a blue state, get yourself a sheriff who will be willing to do this for you and deputize the people in your community. You and I need to act as if there is an acting CHECA, an acting secret police agency in this nation that is coming to the doorstep of your church and your home the second they think they can legally get away with it. The second they think they can get away with it, they're going to arrest all the people on the right they possibly can and throw them in a dark hole, the same way every secret police agency has ever done. Your sheriff needs to conduct himself like that is your future. Your state police agencies need to conduct themselves like that is your future. And your state governments, you ready for this? Because it has to happen. The state governments have to begin removal of FBI offices from within the state. The FBI needs to be getting a notice from the state of Texas, wherever they're set up here. I know we have a shop in Houston. They're useless. I tried to call them once, but they're all over the state being useless. We should have a notice from the state of Texas mailed, certified mail to the FBI office. You've got 30 days. Pack up your stuff and leave the state or we will consider you to be trespassing here and you will be arrested when you go into the office. The Federal Bureau of Investigation must be treated like a clear and present danger to the security of the United States of America because I promise you it is. It's more dangerous than anything China is doing. It's more dangerous than anything Russia is doing. What's happening within the walls of the FBI, all 35,000 employees of them, will end this nation. You cannot have a state police agency like this. Your nation can't go on. It simply won't exist any longer.
They're not only doing all these things. They put out a statement today. Now that they look terrible, you want to know what their statement was? The conduct in 2016 and 2017 that Special Counsel Durham examined was the reason that current FBI leadership already implemented dozens of corrective actions, which have now been in place for some time now. They're practically giving you the middle finger. Oh, no, we totally fixed all that. No, guys, I swear it's been fixed. Will never happen again. That's what they're doing to all of us. Oh, did I mention the best part of the headline? Special Counsel John Durham concludes FBI never should have launched Trump-Russia probe, but no charges recommended. Rest assured that if you had a nation that was going to continue being a nation, and it came out that the Secret State Police Agency broke laws like this, they took their incredible power, the incredible authority they had, and they instead chose to use it for partisan politics and breaking the law and violating Trump's rights and people who worked for Donald Trump. The result of that should be imprisonment for multiple people at the FBI. It should be such a drastic example that people at the FBI who really, frankly, don't really deserve it, they should be in prison too. You understand that? It's not just the leadership. It should be people on down the line from leadership as well. Why? The response to this, the legal response to something like this, should be so draconian that nobody at the FBI, whether it's the director or the guy in the mailroom, nobody at the FBI in the future would even think of engaging in such partisan politics, because they don't want to go to Fort Leavenworth for 50 years like the last guys who did it. That would be the result if you had a nation that was at all interested in continuing to be a nation, or will be a nation 100 years from now. Since you don't have that, the FBI is bragging about the fact that, oh, we did some reforms, looks like we're all good here. And since you now know that there will not be a United States of America as it's currently constituted 100 years from now, every action you and I take as anti-communists from this point forward has to be with that in mind. What does that mean? That means the future for you and me is a coalition of red states, a coalition of anti-communist red states who band together and join together and prepare themselves for a coming conflict. Let's hope a completely bloodless one with the federal government. That is our goal. That is your goal. The national security agencies of this nation, including the FBI, they're busy doing everything in their power to turn you into a law-breaking domestic terrorist so they can come to your door with 30 armed men with well, murder on their minds. That's the goal. And so as a result, we have to take the necessary steps to protect ourselves. Now, I saw Jim Jordan's already calling Durham in front of Congress next week, and that'll, of course, be good. We'll bring you all that. I am glad we're bringing some truth to light, but that doesn't save you, does it? That doesn't save me, does it? Doesn't actually save us. Only one thing can save us: your state. Get to a red one and make it redder. Because states had better recognize what's coming. I see it clear as day. Do you? All right. We have more. Look, I'm gonna play it one more time. And I want you to remember, this is not just some jerkwater lackey. This is the head of the Department of Homeland Security.
The president yesterday at his commencement address for the Howard University graduates called white supremacy the major domestic terror threat in this country. Is that correct?
It tragically is.
Prepare accordingly. All right. Let's get to some of this illegal immigration stuff. Ah, we got some news. And then Middle of Honor Monday. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. One final thing before we get to the illegal immigration update here. Then we got Middle of Honor Monday. Oh my gosh, we have so much debt ceiling talk. Apparently Miller Lite sucks too. Barack Obama's back. That really makes me sick to my stomach. Small businesses under attack, culture war stuff, Trump hammering DeSantis. All that is still to come on the show. One more quick thing. Durham already said there aren't going to be charges, no charges and things like that. That tells you nothing is going to happen to the FBI. Just a reminder, that's the problem. If I told you, I went home after the show tonight, and I walked in the door, and my son, my youngest son, I walked in just in time to hear him tell his mother, "Shut up, idiot!" Now, that would not happen in my house because I would just murder him right there and then toss him out back in the backyard. But if that happened in my house, and then I said nothing to him about it, and she said nothing to him about it, well, that ceases becoming his problem, his fault, and that becomes our fault, my fault as a father. It is amazing we've gotten to the point where we've simply normalized this as a country. Hey, here's a list of crimes this federal agency committed, and here's a list of reasons I can't do anything about it. That's unreal. Now let's get to illegal immigration. You should know the president is taking this very seriously.
Things are going at the border, sir.
Much better than you all expected.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
No, I think. Pardon me?
He does that all the time because Joe Biden is not the kindly old man he was presented to us. He was always presented as this kindly old man. They were trying to present him. Well, look, he's the opposite of Trump. Look how nice he is. But that's why he takes these passive-aggressive little snipes at the media all the time and then does the ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Like, I was just chunking, just kind of joking, guys. What a jokester I am. That's why he does that all the time. He does that because he's so aggravated anybody has ever said a single bad word bad about him. He's a jerk. He's a jerk. But how's it going? Well, let's see. America's cities, New York City being overrun.
Hearing the numbers going down is good news, but it's small comfort to us because the word we're getting is that the majority of these individuals who are crossing, and still high numbers, are coming to New York State. And we already have over 61,000, over 40,000 housed in New York City. They're bursting at the seams, and Mayor Adams is doing the very best he can in a difficult situation. We have stepped in $1 billion from the state budget I just enacted. We also are giving legal help to people, and now we're in the position of trying to help find places for these individuals. I asked the federal government to give us emergency.
They're trying to help them find places. That's good news, right? They're helping these people find places to bed down. Now, where are they finding these places? I mean, places don't just pop up out of nowhere. Oh, here's where they found
it. Crossroads Hotel in the town of Newburgh, New York, evicting some homeless veterans to make room for asylum seekers. And then you had a couple about to get...
Homeless veterans. Sorry, Mr. Veteran. Thank you for serving our country. We very much appreciate your service. Time for you to pack it up and pack it in. Pedro and his family of nine, they're going to be taking over your hotel room. They just got here from Colombia yesterday. Why does this happen? Well, because the United States federal government hates veterans. In fact, because it's become the enemy of the country, it hates patriots, period. So in their mind, they'd rather toss the veterans into the sea and welcome in all these people who hate the country. That's why all this stuff has happened. I did laugh today when I heard this from Eric Adams, though, because people have been rightly pointing out New York City is a sanctuary city. And these blue cities have been bragging about that fact forever. While El Paso was getting flooded with illegal immigrants, it was hard to find a city out there, a blue city, that didn't want to talk about how pro-illegal immigrant they were. We love illegal immigrants. We're a sanctuary city, guys. We love you, illegal immigrants. We love you. Until you start getting some, and then it sounds like this.
The law of sanctuary city was in place long before I became mayor.
Hey, that I didn't have anything to do with that law. This law is ridiculous. How dare you make me reap what I have sown? That's not how this is supposed to work. Nope, that's exactly how it's supposed to work. Let's get on to a couple other things before we got Medal of Honor Monday 5 minutes from now. That'll be fun. It's been such a heavy, huge show. You know what else is heavy? Apparently Fred is heavy, my dog. I know this because I've started walking him more and more. When I get done lifting weights, I walk Fred more and more. And I feel like Fred needs to do more cardio, really, because the dog really should be in better shape than me. But Fred will go about a mile, and then he normally will just walk over to the grass on a leash and just lay down. As in, that's all I've got in me. So, yeah, apparently we got to get Fred some more exercise. It's not just diet. Look, we already fixed his diet. We fixed his diet with Rough Greens. We changed his food 19 times to try to stop the freaking digestive issues he was having every time. None of that worked. You know what did work? Pouring Rough Greens on his food. All natural herbal supplement. It's got digestive enzymes, probiotics, vitamins, minerals. His breath doesn't stink all the time anymore. His breath never smells now. He doesn't have digestive issues. Your dog, joints, dull coat, whatever's ailing him, try giving him real nutrition. So thank you, Rough Greens, for making Fred healthy nutrition-wise. I guess just I've got to work on the exercise portion because Fred doesn't do that well walking. You want a free bag of Rough Greens for your dog? Veterinarians give this to their dogs for a reason. You can get a free bag. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? Or you can call them 833-33-MY-DOG. Dear Shogun, why is it that when we bring up all the COVID hypocrisies and miscalculations, we never mention how it was still okay to protest in large groups like BLM and Antifa? Well, we do mention it, but the thing is, that wasn't really hypocrisy. It was, but it wasn't. It's exactly what you're seeing right now with the FBI and the Durham report. See, we were tempted to point out things like, hey, look at all these criminals the FBI turned loose. And then we look at how they unjustly go after Trump. And we're tempted to say things like, look, that's hypocrisy. That's hypocritical. How could you do that? But understand this, and we'll get into this more next hour. We have a bunch of different things I want to get to, and then we'll get into this more next hour. It's not a hypocrisy thing. It's a power move. They know that there's a different standard of justice, but the point is they want you to know it too. They want you to know that. Allowing the BLM / Antifa animals into the streets while you close down your business, that was the point, to remind you who was in charge, who gets to break the law, and who doesn't. That's the point. Remember that. Let's set all this icky stuff aside and do some Medal of Honor Monday. That sound like fun? Hang on.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.